Scott, congratulations and thanks so much for the time.
Gladly, Chris. Thank you. It's a great opportunity for Birmingham and for the state of Alabama.
All right. So the thumbnail sketch, the elevator speech to our listeners of what the World Games actually are. We'll start that route, and then we'll get into a little bit later what all it's going to mean for the area as a whole. But just for the World Games themselves, it's not the Olympics, but it is indeed a major event.
Well, that's right. We're talking over 100 countries, over 4,000 athletes participating in sports that are Olympic-style sports, but that are not competed for on an internationally staged in the Olympics. So it's games that that aren't yet in the Olympics or future Olympic games, or some that have been placed outside the Olympics for some reason or another, and that's what all games consist of. We're talking about sports, many of which your listeners will be very familiar with, such as football and lacrosse and archery and bowling and racquetball and gymnastics disciplines, and some that are familiar, and then a lot that aren't as familiar, like korfball and fistball and netball and some of those various sports as well. Underwater fin swimming. Hello?
So, Scott, I'm sorry. We had just a little bit of a connection issue, and it's mostly on my end. We got Fayetteville, Arkansas, and Lausanne, Switzerland, connecting with Tuscaloosa, Alabama. What could possibly go wrong there? and a boy
Nothing
from Fairfield and a boy from Trustful trying to talk to each other in between. That's what could possibly go wrong on that?
All kind of problems there, right?
All kinds of issues before we ever said hello. No, the economic part of this is obviously why not just city leaders, but state leaders are excited. I know it's the city of Birmingham, but when you're talking about 4,500 athletes coming to an area 6 years from now, and that doesn't count all of the people connected to them, I've got to think there's tremendous bleed over effect, if you will, that can impact Tuscaloosa as well.
Well, no doubt. This is an opportunity when you talk about the economic impact and the footprint for the region. It's really just a great opportunity to enhance the image of Birmingham and the surrounding area on an international stage. Quite frankly, like something before, or maybe like something before, not too dissimilar. Well, you think about the impact that Mercedes on an international scale had, and that's something that you're Tuscaloosa will be very familiar with. What that economic development engine did, them planning their plant here, in fact, helped us in landing this bid. When you talk about the validation of a company like Mercedes being in your home state.
Talking with Scott Myers, he joins us as all of our guests do on the Bud Light Hotline presented by Green Beverage. Scott actually is in Switzerland right now, where it was announced earlier today that Birmingham will host the 2021 World Games. This is going to take place all over the metro area of Birmingham, and in reading about it with these different events, unlike the Olympics where you have to build new venues, you're taking existing venues and putting them to use without having to truly build anything else. Is that accurate?
That is accurate, and we're very fortunate in Birmingham and in Tuscaloosa and throughout the region, quite frankly, that we have first-class facilities to draw from. In fact, when we brought them on our site visit, we took them to the many locations and venues in Birmingham, but we also wanted to expose them to a little southern flavor and how we follow sports and what we see sports, and there's a great place to do that in Tuscaloosa. So we had the opportunity to take them to Bryant-Denny Stadium and show off that amazing campus and the amazing program that's there now.
You, this didn't happen overnight. I know that you worked along with obviously Edgar Weldon, city officials, and many others to try to put this in place. What was the starting point? How long did it take you to get from, hey, we've got an idea, to the announcement that took place today?
Well, really, it started back in July of 2013 when David Bink, who's with Hibbett Sports, he and I went down to Cali, Colombia with our wives and watched the games in Cali, Colombia. And we both came back and had a great, enjoyable time. And I went to David one day and said, David, you know, we've got these facilities in our region. Let's let's go to a couple folks and see what they know. The first person we went to, of course, was Edgar Weldon. And, you know, it's really been a unifying thing when you talk about the people that have been involved, as you mentioned. Everybody we went to along the way, from the business leaders to the public officials, Governor Bentley, Mayor Bell, all the people we brought in to work with, Steve Mistro, and just all the different people that we had here. And here with us now, representing the city of Birmingham, Austin, the city council, the involvement of the leaders in our community were what helped us put a good, solid bid forth to all.
Scott Myers, Alabama Sports Hall of Fame, again, part of the delegation that represented the city of Birmingham in landing the 2021 World Games. All right, so for the next 6 years, what do you do in leading up to it and getting further statewide support for putting this event on?
Well, we'll really need to do a number of things. The number one thing we do not have to do is we don't have to build a venue. So from an economic perspective, we can focus our attention and our budget and the things that we need to really enhance to make these games the best that we can. We can focus our attention on those things. So one is, of course, to educate the state on the various games and the various sports that are competed for in the World Games. You know, we have the hotel capacity. We've got the accommodation. You know, we've just got to kind of build around the things that we do well, which puts us in a great place over 6 years to be able to get those things done.
All right, you got the day job with the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame, and not very long ago, you just announced your new class of inductees, and I know you're obviously very excited about that. Some great names and a bunch of Alabama ties, not state ties, obviously, because that's always part of it, but talking about University of Alabama ties to this next class.
Well, we do. And you know, it really is amazing. Each year, you know, this is my seventh year as executive director of the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame, and each year it just is amazing how we have class after class. You always think, this job, how can it get any better? And then next year, just kind of, it's not necessarily better, but it doesn't lose anything. And this class is an exceptional class as well. And as you mentioned, the Alabama connections we've got both on the football side and the basketball side. When you talk about obviously Jay Barker, who is a Husky and Trussville originally, and played quarterback
the second great quarterback, I should say, in Hewitt Trussville football history, right? I said the second greatest quarterback in Hewitt history, right behind you, right?
That's right.
Okay.
I like to tell people he didn't break any of my high school quarterbacking records, and it's obviously because I didn't set any.
It's great to have Jay going in, I know.
Yeah, and of course, a couple of basketball guys with Enos Watley and Derek McKee. So it's just a great class this year, and a lot of a big headliner, obviously, when you talk about Evander Holyfield from Atmore, Alabama, who's a nationally recognized former heavyweight champion of the world.
And rather ironic, too, in the fact that he's going in this year, and now the WBC world champion is a Tuscaloosa, Alabama native, so perhaps a future member of the Hall in Tuscaloosa as we speak, with Deontay Wilder claiming the belt. Hey, it was good to see you in Tuscaloosa. Saw a pretty good ball club in Kentucky on Saturday, unfortunately, but yeah, on the wrong side of that one. But, man, a heck of a collection from the Bluegrass, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a great opportunity to see a fantastic Kentucky team, and you know, it right now the Alabama program, it just seems to be getting better and doing the positive things on all fronts. So, you know, there's going to be a lot of people that are on the low end of the scoreboard when they play the Kentucky Wildcats, and maybe a couple of NBA teams on that low end of that scoreboard as well.